Then one of these ads came in TV, like you have an antibacterial dishwash, okay. And they were showing this ad and saying that it has cyclozan. So I was looking at it and suddenly, okay, like a stupid researcher, it'll come back to my mind that, okay, cyclozan is supposed to be a carcinogenic thing and stuff like that. And I'm like, how can they give ads on that like that on TV saying that it has cyclozan and stuff like that? So where does the cyclozan go at the end? You're washing and it gets into the water. So the other day I just went to the supermarket and I've never bought this dishwash, okay, it's called Exo dishwash and all that. So I went, I picked up this and I saw that behind, just wanted to know what, how much of this cyclozan is there in the dishwash. And you won't believe, it has 7%, it says behind, it has 7% cyclozan in this dishwash. Now this is not even a liquid, I'm talking about the bar, which is 100 grams. So every 100,
Right.
it's called Exo dishwash. Okay, so I was like, okay, that means every 100 grams of whatever dishwash you have, you're using, 7 grams of it is actually going into the water. So I thought, okay, where do I actually give a complaint? How do you actually say this can, you know, who can do something about it? And stuff like that. Again, the other day I was watching TV and then there was this ad about a toothpaste which say, talks about fluorine. Do you have fluoride into? And then I was thinking, how can you have advertisements like this saying, can you actually have fluorine, okay, in your toothpaste? That means to say people who know this, fine. Not every viewer will know what is there in the thing. So when you were talking about cases, I just remember this. Maybe you can, you know.
Can I just add one thing? Yeah, we also encounter this problem because we are now developing technologies where you can recycle your household water. So we are focusing on what is called grey water. It means the water that comes from washing hands, washing face, bathing and laundry, leaving out the toilet. Because toilet is on the risky side and on the social side it is bad. The moment you use hand wash, then you are introducing antibacterial agents to such a large extent, and all our treatment system is based on biological treatment. So on one side you want to put antibacterial agents here, and then put it in the water and say, so bacteria, please do your work when you're killing them, right? So yeah, there are many of the, at least four or five types of chlorinated hydrocarbons, which we are using in much larger quantities than what is required. And other peculiar problem I have seen, especially you go to South Bangalore and the Software Bangalore, the Software Bangalore is a very large part of Bangalore. Before eating masala dosa, they wipe their hands in the dry hand cleaner, sanitizer. And then you put it inside your stomach and you kill all the bacteria inside. Then you eat a probiotic because you have already killed it. Now, these are issues that come from water. There is something called the truth in advertising, which is now only a voluntary thing. Can it be converted into a law? Can you think of saying, the larger problem is, on one side, if you use antibacterial agents to such a large extent, one, I am reducing my immunity, as Mukund said. Today, the bottled water is causing more harm because you're losing your immunity. Every time you drink a water from another place, your stomach starts gurgling and you say, okay, I don't want, my stomach is a problem. The famous Delhi belly, the Calcutta belly, are common syndromes. This is one problem, that we are reducing our immunity by taking more precautions than what is necessary. Second, you are adding antibacterial agents and then making sure that normal treatment processes cannot handle. So if you look at Delhi or Calcutta problem, if you use more and more antibacterial agents, your wastewater treatment plants will not work. And you are going to release untreated wastewater into the river. So you see that all rivers are getting now polluted. So how does one address this in a PIL kind of a system, and how does one sort of inform the judge the right things? That's an important thing that I'm supporter in saying that this is a case that for environment, we need to what in India, we need to recycle the water within 3 days after discharge or 3 kilometers. One village discharge becomes the intake for another. If you follow the Kaveri, every 10 kilometers there is a town. The drain also goes into Kaveri and you pick up the same water. So what Mysore... Sorry,